Let's go geocaching.
This is it. It's time for the Where Is It Now Geocaching Podcast, where you can escape the muggles in your life for almost, but not quite, 30 minutes. This podcast is sponsored by the 4-State Geocaching Society and was recorded at Digital Planet Studios near Joplin, Missouri. Now let's welcome our host, Where Is It Now?
Well, hey, good morning, everybody. It's time for the Where Is It Now Geocaching Podcast. And this, my friends, is episode number 142. They just keep coming by. Well, I'm wearing headphones today for those of you watching, because every time we have our guest, Ryan Simmels, on, his voice echoes. So, yes, I know it's because this microphone is in front of those speakers, but it's always been there, or I hold it. So I don't know what's up. But anyway, got my headphones on today, and we will have our guest on, and he has his headphones. So this week, no echoes. Well, first, let me get you started with this. The Great Race is on, sort of. This is what's weird about it. Melissa created a brand new cache for it, and we dropped our trackables in and while we were on the phone with each other, so exactly at the same time. And guess what? They just sat there. Nobody picked them up. And it was the strangest thing. Even worse, somebody had come to my cache and taken a trackable, but not the one in the race. Well, there's about 5 trackables in my geocache, so I can see if somebody doesn't read, they might not know. As of this week, as of this time, today, mine has been picked up by a geocacher at the time with 4 finds. What could go wrong, right? And here's the only saving grace. He bought a premium membership, like I did, after his first cache. Maybe before, I don't know. So he's got a premium membership. He's found 9 or 10 geocaches now. And I sent him a message saying, you know, I can see you're sort of new. It's really important that you drop that as fast as you can in any geocache. He said, I will. Well, that was last week. And as I checked this morning, it's still there. So Melissa's trackable still in her geocache. My trackable has been picked up, but they both have 0 miles. What can I say? Well, today we have our friend, Ryan Simmels, Simmels123 from Manhattan, Kansas, on the podcast with us. And he's going to do his regular segment of what is coming up with, or what's coming up on events and that we can go to. And we should all go. Do you think we should all just get in our cars for the next one and meet? What about Oklahoma? Maybe there. I am planning to go so far. But anyway, let's get Ryan on, our volunteer reviewer from Kansas. So let me get him in here. All right. Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know something that happened to both of us recently?
Oh?
We got haircuts.
Yeah. A little bit thin on top, so
I like it. I like mine cut really short, and they keep trying to say, you don't want it that short, do you? And I say, yes. I got it cut 3 days ago, and I'm already looking at going, it was too long when we got done, and now it's out of hand. Luckily, yeah. I have the headphones on to keep things in place.
There we go. Yeah, mine's not too long either. It almost goes back to the Army days for mine, so...
Well, that's okay. You can't get the Army out of you, I don't think.
Yeah, as long as they pay me every month, I'm okay with that.
See, there you go. All right. So how about you tell us what's coming up with events?
Well, first I want to thank you. I know it's the headphones, but I was listening to some of the podcasts I was on recently, and that echo. I feel bad for everyone who's listening to us. Hopefully, like you're saying earlier, no echoes this time. So you got all the gremlins out of there. So we'll see what happens. Well, events are kind of on a standstill for a little bit. So March is over. I went to, was it two or three this? I think there's only two in March. In April, there are no mega events in the U.S. So I know Germany has one tomorrow, actually, in the town I used to live in.
What was the town?
In Mannheim.
Okay.
So I wish I could have been back over there. I was talking to some old geocaching friends. They didn't even know it was happening. They've been out geocaching a little bit. So they're actually over there this weekend. But once April's done and the eclipse is over, megas are back in full swing. Starting with the first weekend in May over in California, Los Angeles County. They got Spring Fling number 3.
Okay.
On wait for this date, May the 4th. So if they're not doing something Star Wars for Spring Fling, then they miss a humongous opportunity.
Absolutely.
So I know up here in the Kansas City area, they we got a couple of cachers usually do an event for May the 4th. So I haven't seen any published yet, but we're still a month out on that.
I went last year. It was a good time.
Yes. So May 4th, there are usually a lot of events, just regular events. So you don't have to do megas. I know when I come on, we talk a lot about megas. But I like just the small little events where you sit down and talk at a coffee shop and just enjoy.
I do too. Hey, I should point out, Ryan, that we have a big group of listeners in Germany. So it's it's actually, they're all over the world now. It's never bad to announce megas in other countries.
Oh, I could go through the whole list. And the problem is my German is not very good. And I was just listening to somebody else and they're sitting there trying to talk about some megas coming up. And yeah, the accents and the languages are a little bit tough. So, gotcha. But yes, next time I will pull up more of the international ones.
Okay.
So I do have the American ones this time. ASP 17 is going to be happening again, or ASP up in New York.
Okay.
I have not been to that one yet. It's up actually in Western New York, so it's a little bit closer for us. We probably should go to that one time.
All right.
So it's their 17th year on that one, May 18th. And I know they get some vendors up there.
It's May of this year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be gone that week. But some year, if you want to go, if you drive from Manhattan, I'll drive to New York, or we can drive to New York.
Sounds great. Yeah, we can meet somewhere probably in like a Columbia or something like that. So yeah. I know I talked to Dale and Barb from Space Coast Geocaching. They're at that one almost every year. And say it's a great event. They kept it Thursday through Saturday with a breakfast on Sunday. So it's a nice laid back mega event done very well in the state park out there. So
nice. Hey, what about Oklahoma? That's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yes, that's going to be, in July. Okay. I wasn't going to go. I know the next one after that I was going to talk about is the week after ASP.
Okay.
Speaking of Dale and Barb, they're going to be driving all the way across the country that week because it's Geo Woodstock 20. Are you not going?
Is it Flagstaff?
Yes.
What's the date on it?
That is May 25th.
I'm going to look at my calendar, but I think there's a problem.
So...
which is
it's Memorial Day weekend. So I'm looking forward to it. Been talking with the crew out there. I'm assisting a little bit with that one with the vendors and all the others out there. So I'm excited for it. It's a full week of festivities out in Arizona.
I mean, tell me the date again.
May 25th.
I'm flying back from Hawaii that day.
Well, stop in Arizona.
I don't think my wife wants to stop. You know, she's not as fun as She used
to
be
fun. She's just not as enjoyable of geocaching. So
she was a lot more fun before I found geocaching.
And we'll have the producer edit that out. So stuff in Hawaii.
I'm not worried. We're going to have a great time, and I'll get a new state and a new county or two. So
it's your first trip to Hawaii.
It is my first trip.
Very cool. Yes, yeah. That's one of the states I don't have yet. I need Hawaii. I need the three down around Arizona that I'm getting during that trip. And then going to head up to the Northeast. I got a couple states up there we need to get.
The Northeast is easy once you get there because they're so close together.
Yes, I'm planning on going up to GeoCoin Fest up in New York.
Yeah.
Take a couple days after that and go up and hit some of the good old counties up in that area, counties and states.
I would love to go to Woodstock or Geo Woodstock. I bought tickets and had everything to go to 20, but you know what happened. So, this can't be 20, is it?
It is.
I thought 20 was in Canada.
No, that was 2020, the year. This is Geo Woodstock 20, the 20th Geo Woodstock.
Okay. All right.
So, and remember, it got pushed back because of the thing we don't speak of from 2020.
Exactly. Oh, I remember it. It kind of kind of ruined my life. I was still flying nonstop back then. And like I said, I bought airfare and hotels and had an appointment to go to HQ and it fell apart. But, you know, lots of things fell apart for lots of people during that time.
But there are positive things, too. So we would not be talking on this podcast if it wasn't for 2020.
That is absolutely true.
So you've had 142 episodes, or this is 142nd episode. So the only downfall is we remember how long it's been since 2020 now. So
yeah, it's getting some time in between that now. I was looking at, I don't know why, but my wife and I were sitting drinking coffee this morning, and she was looking for a picture of. Trying to remember, it was in 20. Oh, of the last eclipse in 2017.
2017, yes.
Yeah. So I'm looking at pictures, and as I'm going through there, it might have been 2018, but I think it was 17. Woodstock 16, Geo Woodstock 16.
Down in Texas.
The one I had pictures of was, I think, in Ohio.
Okay. The Giga up in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think that's where it was, although I didn't see any pictures of the rides or anything like that, so it may have been a different one. I don't think it was Fort Worth.
Okay.
And it wasn't St. Louis.
Fort Worth, yeah, because it went from Cincinnati to Fort Worth, then to Canada.
Yeah, I think it was Cincinnati. I was at 12 and 16, but the pictures, it reminded me of, like, I need to find out what Geo Woodstock is. And as it turns out, I can't go.
So traditionally, Geo Woodstock is going to always be on Memorial Day or 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
And this year in the U.S., I think it's one of the first where we have a mega event on both weekends.
Okay.
You have Geo Woodstock on Memorial Day and then Cache Fest up in Oklahoma or down in Oklahoma on 4th of July weekend. So I think July 6th is the actual mega.
July 6th. I'm going to look at my calendar. Those of you watching, I'm looking up because I have two 60-inch TVs up above me on the wall. The 6th Oklahoma mega event, Norman, Oklahoma. Well, the reason I asked about that, and let's talk more about it when the real time comes, is I'm going. As far as I know, I'm going. So
I'll be there. I'll be there that whole week. So
that'll be awesome.
I am a part of that organizing committee, and we can go into full detail on that. There's some great events coming up, but we'll talk about that when we get a little bit closer.
That sounds great. I know the last one I went to that was like in my backyard. there were only three. You were there. I found one of your caches anyway. But there were only three caches I hadn't found.
Which one was that?
The one down by Twin Bridges in Grand Lake, Grove area. It was in a campground.
Oh, was that the Oklahoma event?
Maybe it was. Yeah, Oklahoma event.
Yes. Tulsa Tag put a event on. I think it was, I forget what time of year. It was one of their picnics or get-togethers.
It was a really good event, except for geocaching.
Yes.
Because I live in this area. I had gotten everything except for when you had to rappel down a cliff or climb up a rope from a boat. And, you know, just there were three new ones put out. One of them was yours.
Oh.
You don't even remember it, do you?
I don't even remember.
Well, it was fine. Anyway, it was a good event. So here I've been thinking, well, first of all, talking about events, we've got listeners all over the world listening. And I think most of our listeners are fairly heavy geocachers, very, you know, into it. But we have a lot of people that are new. And I think there's probably a lot of people listening who have never been to an event. I remember my first event, I had been geocaching quite a bit, and I started the Four State Geocaching Society Facebook group and kind of in hopes of meeting someone. And then somebody had an event just like a block from my house, and I went to it, and I remember sitting in the corner trying not to get noticed. I don't know if that makes any sense. I was bashful.
I understand completely. I remember back to my first one. I started geocaching back when I was still in the Army in 2009. And I found the hobby when I was back in the States. My family was in Germany while I was back in school in the States. And somebody handed me a pamphlet about geocaching. And I'm like, fell in love with it, went out and geocached. Well, when I was sitting in the hotel, when I was at school, I sat there and looked and saw there was an event in Heidelberg, Germany, right after I got back. So I told the wife, I'm like, hey, let's go to this event on this hobby that I just found. And you've met my wife, and some of the listeners have met my wife. Not as adventurous. She goes, if I have to, I'll go.
Okay.
So went down to Heidelberg, Germany. Luckily, this event said, because it was in a military area, and it says the host only speaks English. So if you could speak as much English as possible, it'd be very beneficial to all involved. So we were the same way. Went down to Heidelberg, Germany, not even speaking the local language, and got to the restaurant. Restaurant wasn't open yet, so we were all sitting outside freezing because it was middle of November.
Right.
And went inside, and geocaching events in any event can be stressful at times just because you don't know anybody. It's kind of like the first day of school, walk in and don't know anybody. So we walked in, and luckily the way that the host, a geocaching event host really can set the theme and everything for the event, the way they set up the tables. I like to, when we go to a restaurant, actually set it where we're off in a corner, so everyone has to sit with someone.
Right, right. That's a good idea.
Make it a little bit of a forced communication for those event hosts. Another thing I like to do is just do sort of icebreaker games to help break the ice, because everybody that's there for geocaching is there for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
We all have something in common. So no matter your gender, race, nationality, or anything, we're all there for one common goal. It's to find Tupperware in the woods. So even if you're just starting geocaching, you heard about it from somewhere. So everybody's there for a reason. So just want to make sure that people start talking and find common interests. And I found some of the best people going to geocache events because you go out, find a geocache afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is fun. I know the same place I went to my first one, there are quite a few events held there. And I do look for people that I don't recognize and ask them where they're from and are you new? And I make them come sit with other people, you know, and I don't know if they like that or not, but then they kind of stick around when we do that. So I want to say to the people listening and watching, go to an event. If you've never been to an event, just go. And if you're brave, just walk up to somebody and say, I've only found four caches. Who should I hang out with? And they'll probably say me, you know, or them.
Yeah.
But I encourage you to go to an event. It is scary at first, like Ryan said, starting school or going to a new church or anything where you don't know people. Yes. And it's a group. Just go out on a limb and do that. There are so many events. Ryan, talk about how you, on the official geocaching app, how do you find events?
So a lot of people now use the app. But if you can go to the geocaching website and you can actually do a search for events, I'm trying to remember if they still have they used to have a little thing on their homepage on the right-hand side for upcoming events. I'm looking that up right quick. It is. If you're on the homepage, you can go up under quick searches for events. Mm-hmm. And when you go to that, it goes by your home location. And it goes out, I think it's only 50 miles. Mm-hmm. And right now, or it's 30 miles is what I had set at. But you can adjust that up to, I believe it's 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it as we speak, where I'm up to 150 miles. And then you just can break it down to all your different events. Like I just did it on my computer for 150 miles. I'm down to about, it looks like about 30 events that are scheduled.
Right.
They'll show any event scheduled out to, usually it's going to be 3 months because your traditional regular event can be published 3 months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
6 months if there is an overnight stay intended. So if you're hosting an event and you're doing a dinner event with a big event in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you can actually get exception to host or to publish that 6 months in advance.
I did not know that.
So when you're looking at your calendar, usually when you do that search on the geocaching.com website, it's going to mm-hmm. show for probably at 3 months. Or if you're within the radius of a mega event, it can be on your calendar for up to a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and on the official geocaching app, you just go to the map, then you choose filter, and you uncheck all types except for events. And by the way, for whatever reason, Adventure Lab caches have their own section. You have to uncheck that. And when you do that, you'll also get the events on your app. Now, GeoGo actually has automatically, when you open up the app, it has a place that says events, and you touch that, and it searches for them for you. You don't have to filter.
Yes, I love events, and I go to as many as I can. Actually, being here in Kansas, you know, there's a little geocache out west that a lot of people like to have events at.
Right.
And I try to go out there. Coming up to a year out for the mega event out there, I'll be going out there a little more often. But I try to go out there to I missed one on last Tuesday because a German was coming over for her 50,000th geocache find.
And she went to GC30?
GC30 for their 50,000th find.
Well, she's a smart woman. I wish I had it on
the last one. I will not remember who it was. I never did get to meet him. It was on a Tuesday.
I'm noticing more and more people have crazy amounts. I'm seeing lots of 30 and 40,000 where You know, the first event I went to, I remember having geocache before that. Before I met anyone, you saw certain names on all the logs. Yes. And when you saw how many finds they had, I remember thinking they were like royalty and I could never do that and all the things. You know, a couple of those people were spirit guide and trained 1904 in my area who had at the time 5,000 or 6,000. Now I think trains over, I think he hit 15,000. I'm not sure. And spirit guide, he's been a little lazy. If you're listening, Ron, you got to get out more. But I mean, I think he's up between 9,000 and 10,000. And where are you at?
I'm trying to hit my 10,000 this year. So yeah. The ongoing joke for me is I probably have found 10,000, but logging them has always been my issue. I enjoy the hunt. I don't enjoy the paperwork.
Well,
the administrative, I should get myself a geocaching secretary that does all my logs for me.
You know, no matter if I'm using Cachely or the official app on my iPhone, like to find a cache, I log all geocaches with GeoGo. And mm-hmm. I know Cachely does the same thing. I just like the template I have set up that I can just touch a button and log something that doesn't feel exactly like I'm posting the same thing to every cache.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so a lot of times people are typing and I just touched a button and I'm ready to drive the next one.
Yeah. I'm usually a driver and I'm usually looking for the next one.
Me too. What's up with that?
I enjoy driving. So
well, good. We definitely have to go to New York.
Let's do it.
My new car drives itself. You're going to like it.
Too much of a control freak sometimes.
Me too, but you'll see. We'll get on the... It doesn't drive itself through town, but on the highway, it's super fun. But anyway, so I guess I'm saying those things because we have people that have never been, and every time you and I are on here, or even if it's just me and I'm talking about events, they're in Germany or Japan or Geo Woodstock. And guys, there are small events all over where you'll actually meet people and have more fun. I say more fun when you're new and you'll meet people to go to some of those mega events. You know, you said 30 miles in the beginning. And my thought when you said that was most people aren't going to drive over 30 miles to get to an event.
Yeah. I host a lot of events here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the community and everything like that. The next closest location has a lot of events is Topeka, mm-hmm. which is about 45 miles away. And the way I look at it is just like we talk about a lot of things you have to put in perspective. People will drive that far to go to Red Lobster because we don't have one in Manhattan. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. if you can drive that far to go to Red Lobster, you can go that far to meet some new friends.
I drove to Manhattan for an event.
Exactly. And I was happy to have you.
How far was that? Like 3 hours, 3.5 hours?
It's right about 3.5 hours. I was just down in your neck of the woods a couple weeks ago. So
I know. You got one of my caches.
Yes. And that was actually a pretty cool one. I think I'm getting ready to duplicate the idea up in this area. And that's what I like about traveling. I know we're talking about events quite a bit. With events, you get to learn what other people do. You can learn, especially if you're a new geocacher, it's a 101 usually. If you tell mm-hmm. somebody you're new to geocaching, geocachers will talk your ear off about geocaching. And every time I host an event in these new cities, I tell the hotels, I'm like, do you know what geocaching is? And they're like, no, not really. You will by the end of the weekend. I'm not going to tell you because mm-hmm. a geocacher will tell you and they will help you anyway. This community is probably one of the friendliest communities as a whole. Now, there are those outlier individuals that sit there aren't as friendly, but you have that in every part of society. So mm-hmm. I would say if even if you don't have any events in your area, host one. And I'd be happy to help you. I know Mike's probably the same way. Just if you need help hosting an event, it's not rocket science. I can do it.
It's a lot easier than I thought. I remember when I hosted my first one, it's like I was more nervous about it than it was difficult. It was easy.
Yeah. And most times events just roll along by themselves. You can have little things. One thing I like to do is I like to have giveaways. I know you're the same way. Mm-hmm. I like to give away small containers to get more people to hide containers.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Well, listen, we're running out of time. We were also going to talk about virtual caches, but why don't we do that next time?
Sounds good. We can jump on and talk about virtuals with the 4.0s that are out there and some of the old ones.
I know. I'm excited about it. I love virtuals. Well, guys, before we go, let me just, I haven't said this in a long time, and I'm sitting here looking at our Instagram counter, and we have thousands of listeners each week, but my Instagram people that have followed us on Instagram is only 836. And I do remember when it was zero and we talked a lot about it. Every time we talk about it, it grows pretty good, but you just go to on Instagram and go to the Where Is It Now podcast. You'll find it. If you type in Where Is It Now, you will find the podcast. And there's not a lot of goes on in there, but there's some. So I hope you'll go and follow the podcast on Instagram. If you need anything, you're always welcome to call the studio. You're going to get voicemail probably, but it's area code 615-256-9460. That's our Nashville number for the studio, which is not in Nashville anymore, but that's all right. And then our email is podcast@whereisitnow.org. Guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Where Is It Now Geocaching Podcast. Please subscribe, rate us 5 stars in your reviews, and tell your friends about the podcast. Now, be good lads and lassies and go and find a geocache.